USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden addressing a crowd in Chicago one day after the Democratic debate. Now, during that debate, Biden faced some tough words from fellow 2020 hopeful Senator Kamala Harris about his record on civil rights. Biden emphasized he's always been an advocate for civil rights.
I know, and you know, I fought my heart out to ensure that civil rights and voting rights, equal rights, are enforced everywhere. These rights are not up to the states to decide. They are federal government's duty to decide. It's a constitutional question.
Police say missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewick is dead and a suspect is in custody. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown said a 31-year-old man was charged with kidnapping, murder, and desecration of a body today. Lewick went missing on June 17th after a Lyft driver dropped her off in a park in North Salt Lake in the middle of the night. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another state abortion law is facing a legal challenge, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Abortion providers and advocacy groups suing the state of Georgia over its new law that bans abortion once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, which can occur as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, Center for Reproductive Rights, and other organizations filing a lawsuit challenging that law, requesting that a judge prevent it from taking effect and that the judge declare it unconstitutional. Georgia ACLU legal director Sean Young says, the Supreme Court has already ruled in Roe v. Wade that a woman's decision to have an abortion under the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
The Ohio man convicted in the deadly car attack at the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, will spend the rest of his life in prison. The man had asked for mercy due to his age and history of mental illness ahead of his sentencing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
President Trump has talked about possibly delaying the 2020 census so that a citizenship question would have time to be added to it. This all stems back to the 5-4 ruling from the Supreme Court that came down on Thursday. I had a chance to chat with USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny. Now, this went back down to the lower courts, and I asked him if the Trump administration was in some ways trying to circumvent those lower courts and get things all the way up to the Supreme Court off the bat.
I'm not going to say it's a circumvent. It was just a way for them to push it through quicker, and they may have pushed it too quick that kind of tweaked, I'm going to say, some of the justices and trying to force it up to them when really it needs to go through the process of the lower courts first, then the appellate court, then the Supreme Court. And they can push this quickly, the lower courts. We'll be able to review it if they want. It's up to them, but we'll see if they can push it till October.
Penny continues.
During 2000, the year 2000 census, the Clinton administration did not do any raids during the census, so it would not maybe quail or cause people not to want to fill out their census. And the Obama administration, however, did not do that. They continued to hold raids, that is, raids for illegal aliens in the United States during the 2010 census. So those are some interesting facts.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.